The National is a rock band from Brooklyn whose members are boyhood friends from Cincinnati, but their roots may be more international. Day-to-Day music critic Christian Bordahl reviews the band's third CD, Alligator.
I recently ran across a review of Alligator, the new record by Brooklyn band The National, that excoriated the album for terrible lyrics. I thought that was kind of funny, because I'd had the record on a couple of times and liked it. But I hadn't even thought to question what Matt Berninger, the band's lead singer and lyricist, was saying. When I did start listening a little more closely, I found the words pretty effective. Obscure, but suggestive. They also have a great off-kilter rhythm that pulses with and sometimes pushes against the grain of the music. I assumed the band was English when I first heard The National. I guess it was something about the melancholy pop melodies. Or I thought maybe Canadian, because there are elements of the current smart, artsy, indie Canadian sound of groups like the Weaker Thans and the Deers and Arcade Fire. In fact, the five members of The National grew up in Cincinnati and found each other again in Brooklyn, which is where they now make their loose, rumbling, understated music together.
Didn't anybody tell you how to gracefully disappear in a room?
Like lead singer Matt Berninger's lazy baritone, the band has an appealingly languid, unruffled style. Nothing's forced. There's no big production moments or musical crescendos letting you know that something really important's about to happen. The band seems to trust the melodies to do the work, letting them unwind slightly surreptitiously, and on the best songs, hook you with a winning, offhand sweetness. My one reservation with this record is that some of the songs feel too slight. They're like mood pieces. The band's arrangements and their performances and the lead singer's voice, the words and phrases that bubble to the surface, the production, none of these individual elements tries to stand out or hog the limelight. They're all working together, selflessly, to create the mood, to set the scene for the melody. So when the melody isn't up to the task, the song goes flat. But when the melody is compelling, everything fits into place, and that's when the whole thing really comes to life.
The CD is Alligator from the band The National. Our reviewer is Christian Bordahl. More to come on Day to Day from NPR News.